Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Good afternoon. This is your daily COVID report for the 19th of August. All data are reported for the 18th of August. My name is Adrian Puren. I'm the acting director at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases of the NHLS. The total number of tests that were performed on the 18th is 66,645. Of those, 14,728 had a positive test. In terms of vaccines, the total number of vaccinations performed is 9,753,138. This means that 10% of the adult population, that is above the age of 18, and that's 4,332,666, have been fully vaccinated. With regard to COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, we have 13,929 patients hospitalized currently. This is a small increase of about 0.35%. With regard to those 14,728 cases, the distribution is as follows. The Western Cape has 3,931 cases, which is 26% of the cases. KZN has 3,750 cases, that's 25.5% of the cases. Eastern Cape has 1,877, that's 12.7% of the cases. Gauteng has 1,756 cases, and that's 11.9%. And the Free State has 995 cases, and that's 6.8%. It's very difficult to understand the current trajectory if you looked at South Africa as a whole. Because when you look at the trajectory, the downward trajectory, there seems to be a slight drag, if you like, and uptick in terms of what is actually occurring. So it's really better to look at the individual provinces to really try and get a sense of what's happening. So for the moment, Gauteng and Limpopo provinces definitely do have a downward trajectory, and Gauteng is out of its third wave. However, provinces such as the Mpumalanga and Northwest have an uptick in cases, and the continued increase in cases is noted in the Eastern Cape, KZN, and Western Cape. Similarly, in the Northern Cape, there is an upward trajectory following an initial downward trajectory. The Free State, although it looks as if it's plateaued, still has a high incidence of cases and ongoing transmissions. With regard to hospitalizations, there's been a 5.2% decrease in hospitalizations compared to the previous 7 days. New cases has increased by 20% and deaths by 2%. The positivity rate in the different provinces, this is Western Cape, Northern Cape, Free State, Eastern Cape, Limpopo and Northwest, are all above 20%. Mpumalanga is virtually 20% as well. The only province with a decrease in positivity is the Gauteng province at 12.7%. When one looks at the distribution of vaccinations in the different provinces above the age of 18, Limpopo has 14.6% of its adult population vaccinated, the Eastern Cape 13.4%, and the Western Cape 12.3%, and KwaZulu-Natal 12%. Please keep to your safe bubble, wear your mask, keep a safe distance, clean your hands. Ventilation is crucial. Thank you.